Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. We are so glad you're here. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious. Despite the calamity that cryptocurrencies have experienced the last few months, interest in crypto still continues to dominate the financial conversation right now. So for those who want to hold cryptocurrencies and other crypto assets for the long term, it's been just a little bit difficult to find a tax-advantaged investment account that actually allows you to use crypto to save for retirement. There are some roundabout ways to hold crypto in your IRA or 401k, and it's even possible to find custodial companies that help you set up a crypto HSA. But many of these approaches require some extra steps. Recently, though, a new player has arrived in the world of tax-advantaged crypto. Fidelity recently announced that it will allow account holders to add Bitcoin to their 401ks. This makes Fidelity the first provider to offer crypto as a retirement holding. Very interesting. So, now that you can hold Bitcoin in your 401k, does it really make sense for you? So let's zoom in a little bit, take a look at what it might mean to invest in crypto in your retirement account. So first of all, who can add Bitcoin to their 401k? So far, Fidelity is the only company allowing for Bitcoin in their 401k accounts. Account holders will be able to purchase Bitcoin in their 401ks as long as their employer uses Fidelity to manage the accounts. Additionally, the employer must allow for the Bitcoin purchase option in their plan. Other companies might also allow purchase of Bitcoin in 401k accounts later. And additionally, there is some speculation that some other crypto assets might also be available at some point. Fidelity will limit Bitcoin purchases to 20% of your retirement portfolio, although employers can set lower thresholds if they want to. Advantages of holding crypto in your 401k. One of the biggest reasons to put crypto in there is that it offers a way for you to take advantage of tax benefits when you invest in crypto. So far, crypto assets have mostly been held in taxable investment accounts, which means you're subject to either short-term or long-term capital gains, depending on how long you hold them. You can't defer the capital gains taxes until later if you decide to sell your digital assets. Now though, if you can add crypto to your 401k, you have the chance to defer some of your tax gains, which is huge. Another advantage of holding crypto in your 401k is that you can take advantage of some of the potential gains. If crypto and other digital assets catch on in the mainstream, there's an opportunity for massive growth. Capturing this growth in your retirement portfolio can go a long way toward helping you reach your long-term financial goals. Finally, holding crypto in your 401k offers the opportunity for diversity. So far, cryptocurrencies, especially Bitcoin, have been moving in correlation to the stock market, but some enthusiasts believe that crypto will decouple from the stock market. If you're looking for other assets to add diversity to your retirement portfolio, crypto might be able to help. Okay, so with any advantage list, there's the disadvantages of holding crypto in your 401k. Even though there are some advantages to keeping crypto in your retirement account, yep, here are the downsides. First of all, crypto is very volatile. Prices swing wildly, as we've seen quite recently. As a result, it can be difficult to estimate the value of your retirement portfolio, especially if you hold a lot of Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency in your 401k. Trying to pinpoint the value of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies can be difficult because, technically, there's nothing to back most crypto. Another downside is the potential that cryptocurrencies and other digital assets won't catch on with the mainstream. If cryptocurrencies don't become the norm, then having them in your portfolio could be a drawback as they lose value and drag down your whole portfolio. You could end up not having enough in your portfolio to reach your retirement goals. That's if you rely too heavily on crypto assets. Finally, regulation remains completely uncertain. While the IRS has issued some guidance on crypto, it's unclear what the final regulatory position will be. If the United States issues its own crypto or digital dollar, or if the IRS changes its stance toward cryptocurrencies, it could change how Bitcoin and other crypto can be used in your portfolio. Okay, so here's how to decide if you should invest in crypto in your 401k. It's really important to understand the implications of this and be prepared for the possibilities. Here are some of the considerations of investing crypto in your retirement account, including your 401k. First of all, which coins do you actually want to invest in? Right now, Fidelity will only allow account holders to invest in Bitcoin in their 401ks. Bitcoin is kind of considered that blue chip cryptocurrency. It's the first crypto and considered the most valuable. If you want to invest in a regular 401k with a major company, your only option is Bitcoin through Fidelity. However, other 401k providers are likely to follow suit, especially if Fidelity's approach proves popular. It remains to be seen, though, whether other cryptocurrencies will be added to the offerings for retirement accounts. If you want to use other coins to invest for retirement, you might need to open an account with a crypto IRA provider. So, the other question to ask anytime we talk about cryptocurrency is, what's your risk tolerance? Because crypto assets are still new and speculative, it's important to understand your risk tolerance. So, do you have the risk tolerance to add crypto to your retirement portfolio? Understanding your risk tolerance requires that you think about what happens if your crypto assets go to zero. Can you absorb the loss financially and emotionally? Would the rest of your retirement portfolio still be intact? Make sure adding crypto to your 401k actually fits with your risk profile before you decide to move forward. Do you understand cryptocurrency investing? So one of the general pieces of investing advice out there is to avoid investing in something you don't understand. Do you know how cryptocurrencies are valued? What makes them interesting and valuable? If you don't understand crypto and maybe you just want to invest because it seems new and exciting, it might make sense to just take a step back and reconsider adding it to your 401k. And of course, the question needs to be asked, does it fit your retirement investing goals? Ask yourself if adding crypto to your 401k will help you reach your retirement investing goals. Does Bitcoin or another crypto actually fit in with your portfolio strategy? Don't change your entire investment strategy around just to accommodate crypto in your 401k. If you're more interested in crypto as an experiment, maybe it makes more sense to stick with a more traditional retirement portfolio and then invest in crypto to work towards short-term goals. Tips for investing in crypto in your 401k. If you decide that you want to do this, there are ways to ensure that it fits with your plan and to limit some of your potential risks. Here are some of those tips for adding crypto to your retirement account. Choose coins you think kind of have that long-term potential. Because retirement investing is about long-term thinking, you also need to make sure the crypto you add to your 401k has long-term potential. Look at the use case for the cryptocurrency. Does it solve a problem? Can it be useful in the future? Blue-chip cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum are generally thought to provide more long-term potential. Bitcoin is increasingly being seen as a store of digital value, while Ethereum offers a practical ecosystem for decentralized finance. So if the upgrade coming at the end of 2022 goes smoothly and Ethereum is able to increase its throughput, there's a good chance that it could have long-term potential. While Ethereum isn't currently offered by Fidelity, some other 401k administrators could potentially include Ethereum and other cryptocurrencies in their offerings. And limit your crypto asset allocation. While Fidelity will allow account holders to allocate up to 20% of their 401k to Bitcoin, it might not be the best choice to put that much of your retirement into crypto. Carefully consider what asset allocation makes sense to you. Some experts suggest that you limit your total alternative assets to 20% of your portfolio, while others suggest you kind of keep it around 10%. If you already have other alternative assets, you might want to limit how much crypto you include so that you don't kind of push your total over that 10 to 20%. Limiting your crypto asset allocation can also help you avoid relying too much on a volatile asset for your long-term retirement needs. Remember, this is a long game. Bottom line, While it's possible to find ways to invest in crypto in a tax-advantaged retirement account, it might not be your best bet. Carefully consider your retirement goals and whether crypto fits into them. If you decide that crypto should be included, you can add it in a way that helps you create or capture potential growth in a more tax-efficient manner. That is the key. Thanks so much. That is our show for today. I hope that gave you a good idea and kind of wrapped your brain around this whole crypto in a traditional retirement portfolio type of idea. If you want to dive deeper, please feel free to go right inside this article. There are links and resources to follow at cultofmoney.com. Just type in the podcast title right into the search bar and you'll find it. Also, join the conversation. Follow us on all types of social media, like wherever you are is where we are too. We'd love to get to know you better and also help all of us just to kind of reach our goals together, especially when it comes to crypto and NFTs. Thanks again for stopping by today, and we'll talk to you again real soon.